honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Because I know one day you're going to tell me what you're doing. And I know it's going to be, oh, my God, for real. Because, you know, you spring it up. Okay. How is it raining out there?
Every once in a while. We're having alopecia moments.
Okay. Yeah, because.
Right, right.
I don't know.
A little bit there.
Well, I don't know what to call this Houston. It's a mess. it's a mess because one minute it was like storming, the next minute it was the sun was shining bright, then it was raining again. So I'm gonna just leave that alone. Leave that alone. So welcome everybody to the show tonight. I hope that everybody out there is doing fine, okay? I hope that you are okay and all right, okay? And for those of you that are tuning in, we just want to say, how y'all doing? I have been checking our listener base, right? And y'all are showing out for us on Freaker and iHeartRadio, okay? So definitely want to just give y'all a shout out and say, please share the show with somebody else. So anything been on your heart, Zam, you want to, you know, get into tonight?
Not really. Everything that I've been dealing with is trying to get all of my business stuff up and going. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I've been doing. This past week, I had the chance to, past 2 weeks actually, I had the chance to spend time with 3 of my grandkids. But that's pretty much it. And it is very frustrating trying to work a 8-hour job, you know, 40-hour week job, and then still work on business stuff to make sure that everything's getting done with it.
Mm-hmm. And how is that coming? The getting everything right for the business.
It's coming along. It's coming along. I check off a couple items a week. It should be a day, but I check off a couple items a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting there. It's getting there.
I think that's an awesome topic to just get into right quick, too. You know, some people like to move at a fast pace when it comes to trying to get something off the ground. But it really is not how fast you do it. I know we hear that all the time, but it's true, you know, as long as you are working towards your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to, it's the quality of what you do and the work you put into it in the beginning as a startup to make sure that everything is going to run properly once you do get up and going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I have learned quite a bit in this process. And the thing that I've learned the most is it's not easy at all, especially when you have a job that you go to every day. Well, Monday through Friday anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
and there's just about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there. As much as, some people are, you know, are way above average in their retention of things, mm-hmm. their ability to learn things and retain it, and it makes sense, and you don't learn it just to get through what you're doing, and then it's like, okay, I'm done, and I'm going to the next. Some people are good like that, who can just keep it and retain it and still know what they read and learned 2 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. So just all the different things that I'm learning. And I'm also learning that there's no way that I can do it myself. You have to have a village where, whether it's a family village or people outside the family who do legal stuff for a living village, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot.
Yes, it is. You know, a lot of people are right at the beginning of getting their businesses started, And sometimes people think it's the know-how that you have to have, you know, and it's the, but it's also, like you said, not just the people that know how to do it, but you got to have some support. You know, sometimes we say, well, you're the only person you need is yourself. But actually, everybody got somebody somewhere. I don't care if it's somebody on the job or somebody at the gas station you see often. You know, you're going to have somebody saying, keep going. Keep going. I like what you're doing, you know.
And that is called the pusher.
Yep.
That's the one who motivates you. And, you know, I look into a lot of different things now. And it's like other things in life, you know. Everybody has an opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those opinions you got to look at and disregard. And some of those opinions that you are actually able to look at and say, you know what, that fits into what I'm doing. I can use that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I know one of the things that I dealt with, it's this lady, she calls it a coin collective, where you have a group of people that work with you, and everybody in the group has a different job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have the innovator, you have the person who thinks of all the ideas, you have the person who tells you, okay, you're going to do it like this, 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 this. This is a checklist of everything that you need to have done. Then you have another person who's like, okay, you can do it. When you get down and all this stuff, you know, you can do it, you can get it done. You have this other person who says, okay, this is what you're working toward right here. You know, this is the end result. So, you know, let's get it done. So it's like multiple people. It's five people in this group, or five significant, what do you want to call it, personalities in the group that help make, and they make each other's
compliment.
Yeah, they complement each other, but each one has a specific thing to do to help everybody else in the group, you know.
Right.
And everybody, you know, so it's like everybody works together for everybody to get to wherever it is that they're trying to get to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, it takes a village.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
From a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Or specifically,
well, you know what?
A yellow fiddle.
A lot of what you're saying, a lot of people need to understand, you know. They need to, because when I first started off with My Gospel Soul and magazines and stuff like that, wasn't quite, it was like you're on your own, you know.
Yeah.
It was like you're on your own, and it wasn't anybody's problem. It was just with me, everybody was doing something else, you know. And a lot of people that helped me, or not help, but show up, were not family members. I'm sharing that for a reason, because a lot of people think that you are referring, that everything you're referring to has to do with family. So I just want to, you know, deliver a message to you. It's people that's going to come out the blue that you didn't know could do the things that you need done. You know, it's going to be people that have been waiting for you to just go ahead and get it done. You can't sit back and ponder on, because sometimes the people that we want to help or be involved will be no good for what we're doing. It just will not, you know. So, yeah. It's a. For example, not example, but if you have something precious, I think I was talking to some people about this Sunday. Not every everybody, not everybody can put their hands into what you're doing, you know?
Right.
Not everybody, because I, like I say, I know it. Oh, I want my family to do this. Oh, I want, but actually, some things you're going to have to do on your own, because it's going to be time. It's better to start the way you want it to go, I guess.
Yeah.
Or start it off to where your success is not contingent on people staying. You know, some people
right.
are just there temporarily, you know. Some people are going to start out with you and then they got to venture off to do their own thing, you know. So you have to really, really have a passion for what you're doing and know this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I can get on the radio. I can get on a podcast and just go for it. No,
mm-hmm.
no host with me. But that's because I've been doing it since 2009. You know, I can
right.
put a magazine together in 2 days. But that's just because I've been doing, you know, without a whole crew. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I taught myself how to do everything, you know.
Right.
And didn't get bitter about it. But a lot of times when we start stuff, we get so hung up and distracted with who's going to say you are so powerful and awesome and you can, we get so caught up with the cheerleading team till we forget, hey, your passion needs to come from within you. You know,
right.
people walk away, if people fail you or whatever, disappoint you, can you still continue on with this vision? Is it your passion? That's the biggest thing I'm trying to say. Make sure it's
yeah.
your passion.
And if it's your passion, then the answer to all those questions is yes.
Mm-hmm.
If else at the end of the day says, you know what, we have other stuff to do. You know,
right.
You know, can you still do it? Then yes, you can.
Yeah, because really, and then guess what? You found out about yourself. You wasn't doing it for other people. See,
right.
Some people. I'm gonna veer over into this area right quick. Some people do
right.
things because other people are doing things, and. When other people are not praising them, they can't continue on. So you realize that's the place where you realize I was never doing this for myself. I was doing this for other people. That's the worst thing you could ever do. The worst thing you could ever do is start off on a path because you're trying to, for example, there was a lot of things I was doing in my life so I could hear my dad say, I'm proud of you. You know,
right?
Because there was a lot of things I did that I was getting called stupid for, right? And when
mm-hmm.
your father called you stupid, my God, you know, I carried that with me for years. And then I had a baby at six, you know, at 17, folks was talking about me, you know, folks were saying stuff. That stuff worked on me. But what it did was it put me in a rat. A hamster wheel where I was constantly making mistakes, but in an effort, right? It sounds crazy, but in an effort to get somebody to say, oh, she's not a total mess up.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized that's what I was doing it for, a lot of the things I was doing, I had to stop doing it, you know? Even though I could do it, I had to stop doing it because I wasn't doing it. It wasn't my passion. I was just doing it because I could. So the difference
right.
between... a passion and just doing something just because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people are on that, you know. That's why they need a cheerleading section. That's why they need people to confirm what they're doing. You know, it's not your passion. People go all the way to New York or California and become stars. Has nothing to do with their parents, have nothing, you know, they're not worried about that. They are chasing their dreams, right?
Right.
So, y'all check your motives, you know. Why are you doing stuff? Why are you, you know, make sure it ain't because of other people or you're in competition or, you know. I know people who sit around every, and I had stopped talking to them, but every conversation is about what I could have done or what I wanted to do. And it's, for me, as a person that's always, God has always given me something new, I can't be around a person like that. So most of the time I'm by myself. I can't because I'll get caught up in that zone of coulda, woulda, shoulda, and I was trying, and nobody, I can't. Just saying. What do you think about that?
I think you are exactly correct. And I think we've talked about before, you know, how sometimes you're not going to have cheerleaders. You're going to have to motivate yourself, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it makes a hell of a lot easier for yourself when it's your passion.
Come on. Exactly.
If it's something you're doing, then it's like, you know, hey, whether you're here or not, I'm the boss and I'm getting it done. I love what I'm doing. More of a passion, but one day, you know, this is, I'm going to see everything come together, which is what I'm working so hard, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. You know, just a quick little testimony on that. I was doing podcasting for, like I said, since 2009. And my podcast ratings were in the toilet. I had just started, you know. But I started interviewing people. I'm talking about people, California, New York, all around the world, just people that wanted to come on and talk with me, you know. And I did that for like 10 years, right? 2019 came, and I was like, okay, I'm podcasting. Oh, my God. You know, I started to feel a little weary, right? And no, I did not. I did not have a cheerleading section. I was doing a magazine. You know, I was, I had picked up a habit of telling my kids, hey, come on, let's build this, whatever. You know, I dropped that. But in 2019, I started really questioning what I was doing, right? Now, mind you, I had the My Gospel Soul Awards. I had people dancing down the aisles of the church from South Africa, from West Africa. You know, I had artists from all over the world, you know, at this event. And
right
in 2019, I'm about to lay it down because my ultimate goal was to be able to be a not an epicenter, but to be a like a connection in Houston that people could come to and say, I need a rapper, I need a, you know, a gospel singer, a gospel rapper, or whatever. And and so it had slowed down significantly, right? So I was laying in the bed on a Saturday morning, right? And I was on Instagram because I'm on every social media, right? So I'm on Instagram. I'm scrolling. And so I see that I have messages. I don't check them much because people, you know, just be sharing stuff, you know. They're not talking to you. They're just sharing something. So that Saturday morning, I check, and I have a message from Melba Moore, right?
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, right. You know, because people make dummy profiles.
Right.
I told my husband, I said, okay.
Wait a minute. You would make a dummy, or you would expect somebody to make a dummy profile of? I just wouldn't think Melba Moore would be one of them.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where my mind was bad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, but Melba is old school.
Yeah.
You know, she's old school when we were young.
Yeah. So, you know, well, for me, in my life, I'm thinking, hey, this is a dummy, right? This is a dummy. This is a dummy profile, you know. So I let James read. I'm like, my husband, I say, hey, baby, look at this. This mess from Melba Moore tell her she want to be on my show, right?
Right.
He was like, look, he's the optimistic person, right? That's right. Okay, anyway.
Uh-huh.
So he says, baby, just respond. Might be her, right? I'm like, oh, okay. I'm being funny because, you know, I'm very sarcastic. So I responded. So she tell me, yeah, I would love to come on your show. I have a new project. This is what she talked. She said, so I'm going to give you my manager's number. I'm like, okay, give me your manager's number, right? I'm talking to Melba Moore manager on the phone, and he's telling me, so, you know, does she need to call in? What does she need to do? You know, she's getting ready to go on tour, you know, and she has a new project, and we're just trying to get it out there, and we saw your podcast, and I'm like, wait a minute. I said, this is for real. Oh, God. So he was like, okay, let's go ahead, let's set up. Give me your email. I'm gonna send you some promo pictures, you know, for the show and everything. What else do you need? I say, well, you know, I need the song, blah 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 blah. me and James are sat up in the bed. I'm looking at him like, he's like, write it down. You got a pen, write it. I was like, right, I don't need writing nothing down. The email now, right? So, for sure, her manager emailed me. Now I'm telling this story. Well, she, you know, we went through a whole interview on the show. It was awesome, powerful, right?
Right.
But I'm saying it because you have to know even when business is slow, what you do is still a part of you. Might be slow, you know, something like. I still blog on my magazine, for my magazine, right? And the magazine website is still growing. The podcast, I have now sectioned it off and have started setting up a network, right? A network of shows. So now I have a lady calling saying you need to be on a Roku channel. Okay. So all of these things are happening, but if I would have gave up on myself, because I wouldn't be giving up on people. I was starting to give up on myself, right?
Right.
Man, you cannot give up on yourself. What's considered successful to other people for you has nothing to do with you. What do you want to do? What do you consider success? I don't care if Melba Moore is the only star I ever interviewed, which I have interviewed Canton Jones, artist, that's a famous gospel
uh-huh.
artist. You know, I've went all the way to Freeport and did a live concert out there, interviewed artists, you know, that's known in New York and all that. But I can't go to sleep on the vision I have. You see what I'm saying? If nobody else catches, are you doing what you're supposed to do to build a vision that's in your mind? You see what I'm saying? What are you doing? It's not about, we put so much on other people to show up when we don't show up. You got to show up for yourself, period.
Show up for yourself.
Period. What's that saying then? Who would have thunk it? You know, amazing. You got Melba Moore on my show calling me Pastor J. For real. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, man, that's why when I was talking to this young man, he came to my church one Sunday. Him and his wife walked in, right? And I shut everything down because I needed to talk to him because, you know, I can see when people are struggling to believe in something that, or they need confirmation. And so I let him know, hey, man, you can't worry about other people. If God told you to do this, go do it. You know, we are not in bondage to people. See, it's a mental thing when we hold ourselves in this type of bondage. You know, you hear people say, oh, I want to go to school. Okay, go. You know, oh, I want to do this. Okay, do it. You know, but I got to do it. I said, no, that's not real. Because you can get in your car. If you can get in your car and drive to the corner store, you can get in your car and drive to the school. You know what I'm saying? The issue is you. It's something there that makes you think that you can't do it, you know. Just like a person that needs a crowd to believe in themselves. It's something that's going on with you, not the crowd. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah,
right.
You know, I don't know. So I had a good little talk with him. But I don't know. Maybe I have a gift to motivate. I don't know. But you got one life, and you got to do what you need. You got to do what you want to do. Period.
That much is true. That is definitely true.
You know, you're just gonna ramble on, girl. I'm sitting here.
You hear me?
Huh?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I said, this is a talk show, right?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so overwhelmed right now. I'm watching my family, well, our family, I'm saying my family, like we're not related. I'm watching our family blossom, right? I'm watching everybody find their niche, you know.
Yeah.
Find their niche and actually honor what it's worth, right? Sometimes we find our niche. We allow people to use us. We allow people, you know, we get in some type of emotional dysfunction, and all of a sudden you let somebody use you. No. We are realizing worth. And allowing it to manifest itself.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm just rambling and doing dominoes. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead, Ty.
While you're rambling, writing my bylaws, so I mean, hey, it is what it is.
She's writing them bylaws, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Getting it together.
Let me tell y'all this other story, right? So I had talked to this lady, right, because I wanted to get my LLC, right? For my gospel soul. So I was talking to this lady, and she kept saying, oh, I'm going to do it for you. Don't worry about it. So I'm going to do it. Just give me some time. And she told me her fee, right? And
right.
So my homeboy in Mississippi, he does fitness. So he called me. He's like, what you doing? I said, oh, man, I need to get my LLC. He said, oh, you can do that yourself. I said, what? He said, oh, yeah, you can do that yourself. So I said, okay, because you know me, Zam, you know, you can tell me I'm going to do it. So he calls me. Now, I waited for this lady for 2 months to do my LLC. Right. And
right.
He called me on the phone, right? He said, all right, let me ask you some questions. So he was asking me questions about my gospel soul, all this kind of care and all. And then he said, all right, now, you got your money? I said, yeah, I got my money. Because, you know, in Texas, it's like 300. $308, right. $8 for the processing fee or whatever it is.
Right.
So I said, I got my money. He talking about, all right, is it on the card? Yeah, it's on the card. He talking about, all right, give me the number to the card. He said, trust me, I know what I'm doing. So I was like, okay, cool. After he did, he said, all right, the LLC is filed. Paperwork in my email, right? So I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I believe it's a lesson and everything, right? Like mm-hmm. you were saying earlier about the right people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm testifying yep. about the right people. See, this other lady, it wasn't that she couldn't do it. She just wasn't the one that was going to do it for me. See what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Right,
you wonder what I'm going to do. It's some outrageous fee. You're going to charge some outrageous fee. Yeah.
It was meant for her to thank you.
Thank you. That's all I'm trying to say. Some folks just, I mean, for real, we get so mad because people and
don't
then,
follow through.
Right. And then we hold ourselves hostage to people like that, you know. I wouldn't let, you know, wouldn't let nobody else, you know. So God said, okay, you tripping. Let me, I know you're listening to your home, but I'm going to have him call you. Right? So
right.
He called me and do it in 2 points in a sec. Some people, and I'm going to tell, hey, this is for the people in the back. Some people, you just going to have to let them make it. It's okay. It's okay. Let them bake
and
a cake
too,
or something.
Got to look at sometimes people come through your life to teach you a lesson. There's
Ooh.
A lesson to be learned. And also, and even in saying that, some people aren't meant to stay in your life forever.
Oh.
Some people are meant through and influence your life in one way or another, or mold your life, or mold your thoughts, or show you the different sides of different types of people, you know,
Whoop.
Because it's a lesson to be learned.
It's a lesson. And it's preparation. It's preparation. Because
yep.
let me
yep.
tell you something. I was going to this pastor's church. In Atlanta, Texas. I'm not going to say any names, but he had this saying when I was living out there. He said,
mm-hmm.
you see a fool. He said, you see a fool, bump his head. I'm going to let that marinate right quick.
Uh-huh.
He said, you see a fool, bump his head. Now, we're talking about learning, right? We're talking about
right.
a lesson, right? Okay.
Right.
So you might start off a fool, right? What did it say? Fool me once, right?
Yeah.
Fool me twice.
Right.
But again, it takes a time of foolishness, right, before you become
mm-hmm.
wise. If you never go through anything, if you never experience anything, like you said, you won't know it when it show up. Again, see?
Right.
See? And you don't want to, in the prime of everything, you don't want the foolishness to show up. You know, you want to know what you need to know. That's why when people talking to me about different things, I say, ABC me, right? They say, what?
Mm-hmm.
I say, I need you to, when you tell it to me, I say, I'm not a dummy. But when you tell it to me, I want you to tell it to me like I'm a third grader. Break it down. I'm talking about A, B, C, D, right?
Right.
Now, this is also a test for the person I'm talking to. Because some people, and I don't hate on people's business either, but teach me. I like to stand on my own 2 feet, right? Especially when
mm-hmm.
it comes to business. When it comes to business, and this is for you that's listening. When it comes to your business, when people sit down doing your paperwork, you tell them, hey, what are you filling out? Tell me what that is. Explain what the language of this paperwork is so I know what I'm getting into.
Yep. yep.
Period. And if they ain't willing to do that, you need to leave them alone. You need to leave them alone. Like I say, it ain't nothing against their business, but you got
not
to know. Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, I respect you. But I got to find me somebody that's gonna tell me what's going on right here. I done stayed up to 12, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Jane be knocked out. I be on the internet looking up stuff, finding out what stuff is, you know, which I'm very
right.
good at studying people. I'm already good at studying people's behavior, but I wanted to be good at reading paperwork, legal documents, and knowing what somebody giving, you know, signing me up for, you know. Because some people will know you getting in a good business, and they'll come in there, girl, I already did it for you. No, I didn't ask you to do it for me. I said, come to my house, sit down with me so I can, right?
Right.
Important to be literate business-wise, financially, but, you know, in your finances to be literate.
And that's exactly
Same.
What I was stating earlier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Being the way my mind is set up these days, I need somebody who lives what I'm asking them about.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to legal stuff, legal Zoom is good.
Yeah,
but it's somebody I can actually talk to and can actually tell me. I don't want to chat with you. I need you to talk to me, and I need you to tell me, hey, this is what you're filling out. This is what it means. Once you sign it, this is what you are tying yourself to. This is how all of this works.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you're going to have to do this, and this is how it's going to tie to this. So, I mean, it's all great.
Yeah.
Until it's not.
Until it's not, right? Oh, my God. As I tell people, I say, man, that was a realist statement that preacher said to me. See a fool, bump his head. Now, I mean, hands up, he was talking to about me, right? But I'm a weird type person. I've been talked about all my life, so that didn't bother me. But I was watching... Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just watch how people do stuff. And I said, if he's saying that about me, obviously that's the way that he thinks. You see what I'm saying? And most get over people, that's how they think. They test you, they try you to see if you a fool, right? Now they gonna befriend you, like them say they're gonna chit chat, they're gonna try to be homegirls with you, I'm gonna be your homeboy, all that kind of can on. Because they want you to stay stupid. They want you to stay a dummy. They make more money off of you if you stay a dummy. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Mhm.
That's why when my homeboy say, this is what you're going to do. You're going to keep all your receipts, put them in a, do this, get your cell phone down in your business name, come on now. Do your speedometer. I mean, how many miles on your car? Write that down. When you get there, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But people,
all of that.
People, all these people with tax businesses and I'm a, which I ain't. Look, I'm not a hater. I'm saying I'm just that person that I want to know all of. You know, I want to know how you did that.
Well,
how did you come to that?
That's how you don't end up with the person managing your business with all the money and you going
Come
bankrupt.
Come on. You going bankrupt.
How that works.
Exactly. And I don't care if they're relative. Listen.
Yeah, if you
I'm
going
to point some people in the face. Look,
if you
I
know
mean,
your business.
For real.
Go back.
Uh-huh. If you... Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, that's I was just saying, if you know your business, can't nobody get over on you like that.
That's right. But I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, Zam. I'm one of them people. I listen to people and the way they talk to me. I study behaviors and all that, you know.
Right.
And I mean, I'm good at that. I realize. But sometimes I just let you go ahead and teach me. Go ahead. Let me watch you. Let me see how you talk to me. Let me hear if you're condescending. Let me hear if you're a hustler. I want to hear if you think you slick. You see what I'm saying? I want to know. It's very important because sometimes, like you say, we becoming homegirls and homeboys at times are supposed to be business. It's very important to separate the two. It's very important that you pay attention to the people that are trying to surround you, that are trying to connect with you as well. Because, like you say, some people may just be there temporarily, but if they overstay, they become wreckage. You see what I'm saying? For your business. You'd be like, what are you here for? You'd be like, they become dead weight. They become a burden, you know.
Yeah.
Let y'all process that one. People be crying. I don't want to let them go. I didn't say let them go. I just said get them out your business if you want to be successful. Yeah. And if they're your friend, they'll respect that.
They'll respect it and understand that you're trying to get your coins together.
Come on.
And they'll back off until you have time to need to do. Because I'm telling you, it is time consuming.
Oh, my God.
It is time consuming. You don't have time for nonsense.
Oh, my God. Look, I was sitting in my office. I was sitting in my office at when I had my office over on Polk Street here in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had what we call a spiritual son, right? And he came from San Antonio to visit because I had a mixer at my building. So he comes in. And that's why I said you got to watch people's behavior. He comes in, and I guess he didn't think as nice as they were. I don't know why, but this is how he was. So he was handling the way he handled things. I could tell that my time with him was up. You see what I'm saying? My time dealing with him was up, right? But I'm all in my little emotions, right? So I'm all in my little emotions, and him and his wife had a show on the podcast with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I had just started the video show, the talk show, where I was signing up people so they could have their own video talk show because I'm trying to transition into a TV network. Okay.
Right.
So everybody pays a fee. Everybody pays, and it's a small fee. I ain't gonna call about on that. Everybody pays a fee. I'm talking about from JD's Man Cave, to Sisters United, to everybody pay a fee, right?
Right.
And that's just to make sure that the show stay on the air, everything is flowing well. Okay, so his wife, which was starting My Gospel Soul San Antonio, right? She, her and her husband decides they're not going to pay their fee, right? They're not going to pay their fee because they own some type of emotional, personal kick, right? So when people don't pay fees, I shut shows down. I wait, then I shut the show down, just like you don't pay your light bill. So I shut the show down, and I cut the live feed show, right? Because it's like 3-4 months.
Right.
So he calls me because his wife is hot. She hot as fish grease. He calls me going off, and I let him get it all out. Then I say, you done? I said, understand what I'm saying to you. If I got to pay, you got to pay. I said, I don't play favorites when it comes to business. Business is business. And if you respect what I do, like you say you do, you and your wife would have been current on what you're supposed to pay. I said, it's people paying faithfully every month like they're supposed to. He thought because we had a personal relationship, it was cool to not pay me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So they went off, you know, back to San Antonio. I was supposed to go out there and do their wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff went down, you know. And that was it. You know, I don't like foolishness. I don't like hate. And a lot of people say, okay, you don't have any emotion. It's not that I don't have any emotion. I don't have time for foolishness. You know, if I can respect what you do, then you need to respect what I do. If I can show up for you, then you can show up for me. You see what I'm saying? I told him, I say 2020 and 2021, these years right here, I'm holding to everybody to what you show me. And I'm gonna keep you right there. I'm not gonna raise you any higher. I'm not gonna take you any lower. Wherever you show me you are with me, that's where you are. And
but
your feelings should get hurt.
Person shows you. And we talked about that when we were talking about what were we talking about? The bozoism.
Oh my God. Bozo.
Yeah. If a person shows you are, then that's mm-hmm. who they are, believe.
Believe it. What you sitting there saying, I know she didn't do that. Oh, yes, she did. It's one thing. Let me tell y'all something. Our mama is cold with it. Let me tell you. Sister Cook got this saying, and I always say it when I'm at the church. Sister Cook got this saying, whatever's in you gonna come out. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever. She got these sayings right. Oh my God. Sister Cook say, whatever's in you gonna come out. And she just, that was it. She didn't say nothing else after that. That was it. Whatever's in you is gonna come out. And a lot of times people display who they are every time you see them, but you seeing them through how you want to see them.
Right.
And that's why you broke all up in your attitude is that, and your feelings hurt and your heart is broken and you can't get up. It's because you were seeing them the way you wanted to see them, but they didn't change. They've been the same person that whole time.
The whole
Boom.
Time.
I know your sister long-winded, girl. See what we got. Girl, we got 5 minutes left. All right. Talk that thing down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's been a wonderful conversation. I guess tonight's topic was, If you want to do it, do it. But make sure, be careful who you surround yourself with. And
right.
like that pastor say, well, Bishop or whatever he is now, he said, see a fool, bump his head. Don't be the fool. Don't be the fool.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam. You want to go ahead and sign off?
I'm just going to. Say I'm glad that I was able to make it in tonight because last week time just flew. Like I said, my daughter and my grandkids were here, and Wednesday rolled around, and my daughter asked me, "Is the show tonight?" And I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute!" You know,
oh,
2 days later. But I'm glad I was able to make it in tonight. I'm glad to be able to get a little break and have a conversation. It was almost completely outside of business, but you know, it was the other side of the business.
Huh. Yeah.
So, everybody,
receive your week. Hmm. And meet us back here next Monday. I'll try my best to be here on time.
Same bad channel, same bad time. I've had an awesome time talking with you all tonight. I love to encourage people to just do it. Just go ahead and do it. Look, A, B, C, get it done. Don't sit back and say coulda, shoulda, woulda, I want to do it, and ain't nothing stopping you. Nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
So whatever. Whatever.
Fast you.
Go ahead.
Just huh? Do it.
That just,
it doesn't matter. Just do it. Just quality mm-hmm. over quantity. But mm-hmm. just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Don't give yourself time to change. Because that's easy.
Oh, change tell it. Girl, we need to talk about progress.
But it ain't no turning back. So, you know, you got to keep going. And trust me, you will not regret it.
Oh, we need to talk about procrastination on one of these shows. Oh, my goodness.
I think we have.
Oh, Lord. Did we do it today? We probably
it was,
no tell
in it like Sorry. Months ago.
Oh, girl, but that's a good. It's a good one. All right, y'all.
Yeah,
well, we love y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Great rest of your week.
Yeah. All right, y'all. All right, be a family, no matter what.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things.